today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This is our listener roundtable. We did it 4 years ago, and now we're doing it again with a new round of guests. Jeff, we have Randall, we have Dean, we have Goggs, or Gordon, joining Gene and Chris. We're having a lot of fun here, and I thought we're going to do a twist here, which is, of course, that we've been asking you, listeners, to comment on different issues in paranormal research, a little bit of discussion of global warming. But maybe for the next segment or two, you can ask questions of Chris and me. I didn't prepare Chris for this, by the way. So he's wondering, what do I have in mind? But we'll do our best. Let's open up the forum here. Jeff, got a question for me or Chris?
Chris, how's your project going there in the valley?
Well, it's, Gene is hopefully going to get the SOV camera project feed up online. We've run into some bandwidth issues. We're probably going to have to move our base station location because we don't have the uplink bandwidth that we need. Unfortunately, the valley is pretty lame when it comes to available bandwidth. This is changing, but we're not going to be able to add any additional cameras until we can get some more bandwidth. We have just recently gotten our third camera. Only one of them is up right now. We're working on getting our SkyCam, which is going to be our triggering camera, which takes in the entire, bowl of the sky, if you will. It's been going in fits and starts. We've got some grant proposals that we've put out there. We need money, and we need bandwidth. And it's really difficult to do something on less than a shoestring because everybody is volunteering their time, and it's really hard to dog people who aren't getting paid. So, I think the vision is sound. We do have some gear. We're being handcuffed by bandwidth right now, but we're looking forward to moving ahead with the project in fits and starts. But it is still going and ongoing.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had some rich person out there send us a couple of $100,000 or so for you to put up those cameras and send all the bandwidth you need?
Oh boy, that would be sweet.
Well, there you go, Jeff. Another question.
I was just going to comment at, or kind of a follow-up question, I guess, on the valley. Is it still super active? Do you still have a high frequency of events?
It's not to the levels that we saw from, let's say, 92 through 96. I mean, I got as many as 17 calls in one day at the height in the mid-90s. It has dropped off some, but we do still have that, average of one or two sightings a month. We've been working on an interesting series of flying humanoid reports that are coming from the western side of the center part of the valley over in the Del Norte South Fork area. We still have our orb sightings. A lot of times they're daylight silver orbs. We do have our amber light sightings, which are fairly common. I think a lot of these sightings are just going downriver, and people aren't reporting them because, quite frankly, it's part of their everyday reality, and it's not that big of a deal, I think, for most people, so they don't make an effort to alert somebody. We have a new radio show called The Real Grand Files that's being aired. My field investigator, Thomas Pay, has a show. This is a really good way for us to keep the network of sky watchers in touch with one another. Obviously, not living there, I'm not able to devote the kind of quality time to ferret out and follow up on some of these reports. I think the activity is still there. I think it's higher than normal for most rural areas. I think people are very kind of complacent about it, though. I don't think we're getting the, because we don't have a lot of news coverage and the media is not touting this stuff. We're keeping a real low profile. That has a tendency to dampen down people's enthusiasm to report things that they see, which is, it's a blessing in disguise, really.
Goggs, you have any questions?
Yeah, I've got two questions. I'll give them both at the same time. Just to add on to there, will the San Luis Valley camera project have a night vision component, and what does Chris think about that? And also to both of you, do you believe that the Norway Spiral was a failed Russian rocket test?
Yeah, both good questions. We do have a supplemental part of our business plan, if you will, our our equipment funding needs. There are some very good forward-looking infrared cameras, a 1,000-millimeter one. That's about $35,000. We do have someone that's mentioned they'd love to get at least one of those there. Of course, when the check clears the bank and we get clearance to have this particular piece of gear from, I think, the government, then I can maybe tout it. But we haven't figured into the initial budget anything for nighttime. We're going to be sticking with straight optics. We feel our best scientific data will be daylight sightings. However, with a 1,000-millimeter lens, you're able to pick up the body heat of a person from about 18 to 20 miles away. So that would be the ideal. The nighttime stuff, as I said again, is not quite as important at this juncture right now as the daytime stuff. But we do have a whole, you know, part of our business plan that does take that into account.
Chris, you want to give your reaction to the Norwegian spiral? This is from 2009.
You know, I'm really not sure what to make of it. I love the coincidence of Barack Obama getting his Nobel Peace Prize, I think the day before or something, or that afternoon. You know, I haven't really done the kind of digging into that maybe I would have in years past. I know a lot of people did dig into it. I have a hard time believing that something that, just visually looking at it, it was a pretty perfect spiral. I mean, there was very, very little variation. It looked too good to be something like an errant rocket or missile launch in my estimation.
So, for example, the Russians saying that it was a failed missile test, you don't go for that.
No, I don't. Plus the actual trajectory of the missile test doesn't match or conform to where the actual event occurred, based on the little that I know about it.
One of those mysteries. Chalk it up. Dean, questions?
Yeah, Chris, I think we share an interest in the out-of-place artifacts. What do you feel is one of the more significant artifacts that seem to be out of place?
Well, there's a bunch of them. I think the archaeological finds of extremely large humanoid, possibly Caucasian giants in North America, many of which in the 19th century featured double rows of teeth. I think that races of giants, indication that we have had extremely tall and much larger humanoids on the planet. I think that this is the kind of physical evidence that, if it's properly studied, can show us a lot and tell us a lot. I mean, obviously the spark plug inside the geode. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there. The figurine they found, you know, at the bottom of a test drilling at a coal mine, perfectly carved figurine. There's so many. I really wouldn't know. You know, a dinosaur found in an alluvial plain that's less than a million years old, a perfect articulated dinosaur skeleton. There's so many, and they're very fascinating. Of course, I do, you know, in terms of the archaeological side of this, I do recommend Michael Cremo's book, Forbidden Archaeology. There's several good books on this subject, and I think it's a very overlooked subject in scientific inquiry, and I think science has very conveniently sort of, you know, swept a lot of these umparts under the rug, I think, in a disingenuous sort of way.
Dean, a second question?
My true passion is photography, and a lot of it is blues musicians, and I'm active in promoting a blues festival in the area. And I understand Chris was a musician at one time. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, I still am a musician. I compose soundtracks. I do quite a bit of work in the video realm. I have a whole kind of library of material that I slap on and off of projects. I did play in a rock and roll environment for many years. In fact, I had a band, Laughing Buddha, in the Rocky Mountains that was pretty big deal. We recorded an album and had a pretty good sized following, was getting some regional airplay. I've always been a big fan of the blues. I'm a kind of an amateur blues aficionado and historian.
We'll get into more of Chris's musical pursuits. I have no musical pursuits to mention except being a radio disc jockey many, many, many years ago. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast Listeners Roundtable, this is fun. We're going to do it much more often because look at the smart listeners we have. Dean, Jeff, Randall, Gordon. Really amazing. Chris, you were talking about your music.
Yeah, I've always been a real fan of British blues. Of course, I was a real Zep head in high school, a real Clapton fan. I loved the Rolling Stones when they came out when I was very little. I was listening to Eric Burdon and you know, some of the early British sort of revival blues, electric blues bands. I've written a number of blues songs, one of which got kind of a bit of notoriety in the Rocky Mountain Club circuit. I called it the Crawling King Snake, and I'd crawl around on the floor and bite girls on the knees under the table.
That's Chris's version of Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
Snakes
yeah,
on the floor.
It was my homage to Jim Morrison, basically. It's kind of it was a send-up to a couple of Doors tunes. But, I love the blues. I think it's one of the purest forms of Americana, blues and jazz. I think, you know, throw a little country and bluegrass in there and you have rock and roll.
There you go. You're just a singer in a rock and roll band. Randall, questions?
Well, this one's a little on the fly here. Both you and Chris are advocates of something other than the ETH, and that's in contrast with the prevailing view. And what I'd like to know is if you really think the rationale in favor of something other than the ETH is sufficient to displace it, or if you're just encouraging us to look at other possibilities. And to add to that, you two both have such an impressive history in the field of ufology, and it's why I follow the Paracast. It's just an amazing show with a lineup that is a literal who's who of everybody that's been anything in the field. And so where did the metamorphosis take place? Is there a defining point when you switched from, well, these are nuts and bolts craft that seem to be coming here from another place in our space-time, to who knows what exactly?
You know, with me, we've talked about this with Alan Greenfield. We had this conversation in a hotel room in New York City back in the 1960s. We were just talking about things. We weren't consuming any weird beverages. We weren't smoking any weird substances or smoking anything at all. It was one of those 3 o'clock in the morning kind of things where you have an epiphany and you start talking about it. And I won't go into detail now because this has been presented in my editorials in the Paracast newsletter, in Caveat Emptor, the magazine I did in the 70s and 80s, and also some of the writings of Alan Greenfield and in his discussions on the show. So it's a matter of going through the evidence and saying, is it all or partly ET, or should we look at other conclusions as to what might be? I think part of it is we do not have the final proof of what UFOs are. We have the sightings, we have things that seem to be almost beyond the laws of physics in the way they maneuver. We have apparent metallic aircraft, but that doesn't prove where they're from. It's not, we can't explain it, it has to be ET. We have to continue to look into other possibilities. And in the end, it may be multiple possibilities. Chris?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, Gene. My own personal experiences, I think, probably had the most dramatic impact on my thinking. When I first began investigating sightings that were occurring around my area in southern Colorado in the early 90s, I was convinced, like everybody, like most people, I should say, that these are, you know, alien spacecraft, these are ETs coming down, mutilating cattle, freaking out farmers. And then I had the yellow helicopter event and other events that had a quality of synchronicity and a quality of tricksterism that just does not conform to an ETH scenario. I mean, it could, I guess, in if you really stretch the thing and become a special destiny person, which I refuse to do. But intensely personal events that have occurred to me have shown me that there are other possible explanations. And as Gene ended his answer, I think it's a multiple scenario, multiple agenda, kaleidoscope of phenomenal events and players. I don't think one size fits all. I never factor out the ETH, but I think it's important that we exhaust all closed system possibilities before we jump off planet.
And the thing that bothers me so much about the UFO field, and you guys can jump in and add your own comments to it, the thing that bothers me is we've made so little progress. And more I look at stuff that was written 40, 50 years ago from various UFO researchers of the time, and I say, you know what? Where have we gone? Why have we gone nowhere? And is it because we were just too inclined to reach a single point of view and then for the rest of our lives seek to prove it? But let's ask our guests what they think about UFO origins. So we'll turn the tables back to you. Jeff, what do you think about UFOs, ET or what?
I have to agree with you and Chris and a lot of the other guests that I've heard on the Paracast where they've said that it's probably a conglomeration of sourcing. If ETs are coming from extraterrestrial origins, if they're traveling, you know, thousands, millions of light years to get here, then by definition they're going to be time travelers. They're going to be possibly multidimensional travelers. So that would explain a little bit of this odd type of phenomenon that we see when UFOs are encountered and experienced. But I'm certainly open to, as Chris calls it, a closed system sourcing that we're seeing, that they are maybe a race of beings that were here long before humans, or, you know, came here and then made their home here long before we even developed as a species. So either way, I do like the ETH for its pop culture perspective. I get into that sometimes, but I understand that's just entertainment and may not be what's really going on.
Okay, we touched on crypto-terrestrials there for a bit. Goggs, what's your take?
I probably started out as a nuts and bolts ETH kind of guy, probably more over, actually, since the time that I've been listening to the Paracast, I'm more open to other possibilities, and that the possibility that there might be several, you know, concurrently running explanations. But I also keep thinking that there might be, you know, one overarching explanation for the whole lot that we cannot, we are like almost physically or mentally incapable of comprehending. You know, it could just be something too much outside of human experience for us to even, you know, get a grasp at. But there does seem to be a physical component. You know, you can look at Stanton Freeman, he will always rattle off the landing trace cases. And if you believe Dr. Roger Lear, the implants that he's removing, these kind of things, there definitely seems to be a physical component. But there's also this mystical side. For instance, is the sheer variety of things seen in the sky, the types of crafts. I can't believe that even, you know, 10 different races visiting here could account for the variety of things seen in the sky and experiences that are being related, you know.
Maybe they have, Goggs, a major spaceship building industry. Like, we have multiple car brands, they have multiple brands of spaceships. So I think I'm being half serious there. But, you know, we have Ford, we have Kia, Hyundai, Honda, etc. Well, we think on the other planets they have all these companies making spaceships, different models, different years. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, this is the Listener's Roundtable, getting opinions about the UFO mystery. Who have we missed here? We got Randall?
Yeah, I started off with that, but I think what we're getting into now is sort of the semantics problem here. When we're talking about UFOs, we're not talking about some vague light off in the distance. We're going back to the dawn of the modern era where engineers and scientists at the Air Technical Intelligence Center were talking about reports from pilots that were chasing metallic objects. We're talking about statements made by the USAF that were of objects of unknown origin that were tracked on radar. So what I see increasingly happening is that we're getting these sort of fuzzy related events that aren't really central to the topic of ufology. They're more of a fringe topic, but they're being kind of shoved in there and saying, well, okay, the ETH doesn't solve all of those mysteries, and it doesn't, but at the same time, we're saying, well, the ETH doesn't solve a lot of paranormal mysteries. And that I could go for, but when we're dealing with UFOs, we're not dealing with all of these other things. Like I think I've mentioned before, we're not dealing with yellow helicopters. Yellow helicopters are yellow helicopters. They're not UFOs.
All right, but once you determine that a craft, Randall, is unknown, that's where you go. It doesn't tell you where it's from, and even if it's a singular phenomenon separate from the ghosts and all the other stuff, doesn't tell you where it's from, does it?
Well, I think it's safe to say that when there's no man-made or natural phenomena that we can explain with our modern technology, that it's safe to say that it's
well,
not from
that
our
we
culture.
Know of. You need the caveat there that you know, Richard Dolan, Joe Farrell. There's been a number of very, very good researchers that have come up with a pretty interesting body of evidence that suggests that we have had exotic technology and technological capabilities since it possibly even the 30s. So there is another potential explanation that we really haven't touched on, and that is that it could actually be terrestrial technology masquerading as something ETH.
Not a chance when you look at the ultra-high performance things that we've seen out there. There's just not sufficient evidence to prop up that hypothesis at all. Certainly not with the thing that I saw or a number of other people. We're not talking about a few people. We're talking about a lot of people. We're talking about giant motherships.
Right, but Randall, we only have two segments, so I'm going to break in. I get your point that there have been a lot of compelling cases showing metallic aircraft intelligently controlled, doing all sorts of things. We are not doubting any of that because that's the core of the UFO mystery. They leave trace evidence. They're being photographed. Everything like that, Randall. It does not, however, prove where they're from. It only proves that they exist and they're real.
It proves that they're alien to our civilization. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're from another planet, but they're definitely alien in origin to us. We don't know where they come from. We don't know what they are. That makes it alien to us.
Okay, alien to us does not presume an origin. We'll go for that. Dean, what do you think?
I believe it's probably beyond our grasp of understanding. It's they could just be materializing from another dimension. I think if they were traveling here from another planet close by, we would be tracking them a little easily. It would be easier to track them here and follow their progress through space on their way here, just like we're tracking asteroids and things of that nature.
Well, then, of course, even if they're tracking them, they wouldn't tell us unless, of course, you have amateur astronomers who might.
Well, that's, yeah, I agree. And there are a lot of amateur astronomers who have capabilities of a certain amount of tracking. I think some of the photographs of these objects near the sun are really intriguing. I don't know if anybody else has been following those types of observations.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah, I mean, I think again, getting back to Gene's point, that it seems to be multiple players going on here. I always love the explanation Terrence McKenna used to give when asked about the origin of UFOs and the whole idea of extraterrestrials. And he always, it struck me, his answer. He said, well, perhaps, and I think someone already echoed this earlier, but perhaps whatever it is so incredible and so amazing and so beyond our capability to understand that it's masquerading as ET just so that we can give it some sort of context.
Well, we tend to hear that sort of reasoning used a lot by religious people to explain why we can't understand God. I think human beings are pretty smart, and that if we use logic and intelligence and reason, we can examine these cases and we can look and go, okay, let's look at the basic fundamentals here. How are you going to construct one of these giant crafts here on Earth without anybody knowing about it? It's just not reasonable to propose that that's being done.
Okay. The Phoenix Lights object, I don't think, was ours. And if it was ours, it may have been ours from the future coming back or something. Unfortunately, I was inside watching a basketball game and went right over the motel I was staying at, and I missed it.
I didn't see the Phoenix Lights either. I was busy writing a technology book about Macs or something or other. I read it in the newspaper the next day. Oh, well. Where can you go with that? Let me throw another set of questions out there for our guests. We have about a segment and a half left. I'm going to ask you something to really commit here. Dean, you're on the table here. What do you think was, first, the worst episode of the PowerCast you ever heard? It could be last week. You never know. And what do you think the best one was, other than this one? Dean?
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one. There's been some
it really
bad.
Is.
There's been
know.
Some good ones too.
I think the very last one with Werner was probably the worst. The best, boy, I enjoy so many of them. I enjoy all of them, so I really couldn't pinpoint the best one. I did enjoy the Greer ones and you guys grilling him, I like them all.
Thank you for listening and thank you for participating in our forums. Goggs, What is your favorite Paracast episode, and what do you think was the worst one? And again, we can accept last week as a possibility.
Well, in terms of best, a lot of my favorite ones maybe had touched on Skinwalker Ranch, just because it's, you know, there's so much things going on there, and Chris's own knowledge. I quite liked a lot of the Jim Moseley shows because he just had this, you know, encyclopedic knowledge, and he had been there and done that, a bit like yourself, with a lot of the characters in ufology, which is my main interest. And I don't know about a worse show, but one of the funniest of, you know, kind of disasters was the Aaron Kaplan show, because that guy was just, I know, I remember Chris could not stop laughing during that, and I was laughing listening to it. It was great in a really bad way. That's me.
Yeah, Joshua Shapiro was up there too.
And of course, we have to think of the guests who are not coming on the PowerCast, and we think we can get some really fascinating episodes with them. Of course, there's a big thread going on now in the PowerCast forums where they're talking about Whitley Strieber. And Whitley Strieber, of course, as Chris can attest, seems to forget previous encounters with he and I. For example, when I was publishing Caveat Emptor in the late 80s and early 90s, the final issues, we exchanged ads with the Communion Foundation and Strieber. But Whitley didn't recognize that, didn't remember that he had met me at a couple of events in New York, didn't even remember a couple of times he agreed to come on the show. He seemed to forget, or maybe he had second thoughts, you never know. We have other reactions to our best and worst episodes coming up on our Listener's Roundtable. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're talking to four of our active listeners and participants in our forums, Jeff, Randall, Dean, and Goggs. Jeff, the best and worst episodes.
I have to say that probably the worst one was last week's with Werner Bach. Only because of recent memory. I'm sure there were others. But that was, like I said, I've only listened to about half of it. And not sure I'm going to be able to get through the other half, but I'll try. I'll try. One of the best, I think, was the Stephen Bassett episode where he just went off and did the whole principal thing where you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns, pal. I mean, that was one of the best. That was one of the best lines I think I've ever heard on the show. That always makes me laugh just because he got so upset, but he deserved to be put in his place, I think, a little bit. So, yeah, that was a good episode, I think.
Randall, what's your take?
It's really hard to pick out specific shows, but in general, you know, I like Stan Friedman because I really like a good rant, and he's always got such a good rant. I think Friedman because he's got his shtick down pat, and I really love a good rant. We can't forget Brad Steiger. I love Brad Steiger's stuff, his books, the way he talks. He's such a great storyteller. I really like the episode with Alexander and Friedman. But some of my really favorite stuff is when you and Chris talk shop. I just love that stuff because you reminisce about being in all the places I wish I could have been when I imagined being part of the ufology scene down there. And the worst, well, I think they're the ones with some of these technical problems, like static and you can't hear the person's voice or their USB cable comes unplugged. Stuff like that. But other than that, I really enjoy them all.
You know, one of the things here that's so difficult with a show like this is we're talking to guests around the world. We have to depend on the quality of their connection. It's not always very good. And even then, you know, there's only so much you can do in post-production to clean up the audio. And I've tried. I know there was one episode we had this Australian UFO researcher. The connection was really bad, and I spent a lot of time trying to clean it up. And I am amazed if people were able to even understand this guy.
Yeah. That was a Bill Chalker one, I think.
That's right. I'd like to get him back on, only if we can get a connection that we can understand.
Good researchers. Some of my favorites have been Stan Gordon, some of his stuff, his work, the Jacques Vallée appearance. I will always hold fondly in memory. There's been quite a few. Some of the older shows, there was the Bill Nell episode will go down, I think, as one of the best of ever episodes.
Absolutely.
It's been a real pleasure doing the show. And also, forum.theparacast.com. You guys have really brought a level of sophistication and really insightful thinking. I learned so much from you guys and the other posters on the forums, and you really hold my feet to the fire when you think it's appropriate, and I should be held accountable for some of my offhand comments at times, and we really do appreciate you guys, and we want to do this more often. I think this is a way to get some interactivity going on. We're also planning on doing some shows where we have actual call-in, potential during the actual taping, so that we could take and field some phone calls. So this is kind of opening it up a bit, and we really appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Well, thanks a lot. We really appreciate being here, I'm sure.
And we hope you don't end up like the people who participated in our 2009 episode, where within months after they participated, their forum participation kind of ended. And it's not for that. I think with forums and anything you do on a volunteer basis, you know, you're busy with real life, and you're doing this at your leisure. Or maybe you're doing it as Lance Moody is. Lance Moody is a video editor, and he's involved in rendering his video productions. So what can I do? I don't know. I'll hang out at the Paracast forums.
Yeah, let me go dog Chris at on the forum.
Right, he'll raise a little hell. And you also find, too, that the people you talk to, and I had no preconceptions about any of you, but, you know, you don't always know what the person is like in a forum, because if you're anonymous or semi-anonymous, you may behave totally differently than suddenly, well, at least it's your first name, and we kind of know who you are, and now you're on the radio. But all of you act like you've been on the radio before, because you're really articulate, you're really knowledgeable, and I was able to throw any question at you and have a discussion, and it was great. In fact, what we might also consider doing is maybe having a listener every so often as just a regular panelist on the show, as we bring on a guest. We bring on somebody from the forums to be part of the panel, kind of in the tradition of Long John Neville. Long John Neville used to have all these people who would be regulars on the show. They'd be part of the panel. And if John wasn't digging into somebody, he'd get one of his favorites. Like, one of the guests he had was the late Kai D, who was actually a European actor who always played Orientals. And I should mention Kai D because he was known on TV in the original Hawaii Five-0. He was Wo Fat, the arch villain.
Oh,
he was
right.
He was also the arch villain in another way, the Korean or Chinese psychiatrist in The Manchurian Candidate, the movie with Frank Sinatra, the original one in the 60s. That was Kai D. And he was a regular on the Long John show. Very knowledgeable about every subject, you know, could really rip into a guest. And I think it'd be fun if we did something like that. Now, all of you have different pursuits. We'd like to give you a moment or two to talk about. We know Randall, of course, has an organization. Randall, if our listeners want to know more about the things you do, where do they go?
Well, they go to ufopages.com. That's the USI website. That's a group that I started back in the late 80s. And we've got about 2,500 members worldwide. It's free to join. There's no obligations other than to have a genuine and constructive interest in the UFO phenomenon. So we've also got some great books and stuff there on our Amazon catalog that I have yet to make a dime off of. So if anybody shops on Amazon anyway, go and visit ufopages.com and pick up some stuff there. Really appreciate it. It costs to keep this thing going.
Goggs, do you have anything going or way our listeners can get a hold of you other than the forums?
No, the forum is probably my only really online profile presence. I've weaned myself off Facebook, so it's the forum, that's it.
I understand about Facebook. It's easy to get sucked in, and then you want to wean yourself. Dean, Pixel Smith, any place our listeners get a hold of you or anything you have online?
I have nothing to hawk at all. I guess I'd like a lot of the listeners to give me take away that I'm not the conspiracy nut that people think I am. That doesn't consume my life. I'm very into the music scene and really just enjoy life in general. And that's about it.
Jeff, you and I are working on a project together. Now it can be told. Tell us about it.
We are trying to get the UFO Watchdog website back up and running, and I am in the process, when I have the opportunity, when I have the time, of organizing the information from the old site and categorizing it appropriately and making it into a presentable format that can then be passed on to from generation to generation easily. Right now it's kind of all over the place. So, and then I also have my own website. It's sometimes I go out there and update it, but it's theparahunter.net. I have my stories from my five-year project of investigating ghosts and hauntings, and it's got some personal information out there as well. Some extra stuff that I've done in the past that's not necessarily paranormal included in there. So,
now, I just wanted to tell our listeners, Chris is still working on improving OurStrangePlanet.com. Very soon you're going to have a storefront, right? You're going to be able to buy the books that you've written. You'll
be
able
nice.
To buy the physical book, the e-book, even DVDs.
Yes.
OurStrangePlanet.com. And I'm working on something with my first wife, Geneva Hagen. We're taking all 22 issues of Caveat Emptor magazine, starting from 1971 through the early 90s, digitizing it and making possibly a book collection of some of the great interviews we did with Ray Palmer and Richard Shaver and all sorts of fascinating people. You can find us on Twitter. We are known as The Paracast. You'll find us on Facebook. And a special thank you to Jeff, Randall, Dean, and Goggs. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this week on The Paracast. Dean.
Thank you.
Goggs.
Thank you.
Jeff.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
Randall.
Thanks a lot, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.